little warning coming up in the garbage right now. Alex actually wrote a song about it.
Lots and lots of pedophiles.
Hope you're ready.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Yeah, I don't know when the show became the pedophile show, but like it just happens to be a huge thing going on right now. Lots and lots of pedophiles. I don't know where you guys got that. Lots and lots of pedophiles.
You said it.
Yeah, you said it.
I know, it's me, but I don't remember saying it.
You sung it.
Lots and lots of pedophiles. Actor Anthony Rapp has accused Kevin Spacey of making a sexual advance at him when he was 14. In an interview with BuzzFeed, Rapp said Spacey picked him up, put him on his bed, and was trying to get with him sexually in 1986. Spacey was 26 at the time. In response to the allegations, Spacey tweeted that he was beyond horrified to hear his story. He said, "I honestly don't remember it, but it would have been over 30 years ago. If I did behave as he describes, I owe him the sincerest apology for what would have been deeply inappropriate drunken behavior, and I'm sorry for the feelings he describes having carried with him all these years. This story has encouraged me to address other things about my life." He says that he has had relationships with both men and women and has had romantic encounters with men throughout his life, and I choose now to live as a gay man. People on social media are furious, though, and say that Spacey is using his coming out as an excuse for his pedophilic behavior. So basically he's like, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to touch you when you were 14 years old, but I'm gay." That's like essentially what he's saying. So it's kind of like
what are
messed
these-
up. I don't know.
An actor, right? Like, what's a 14-year-old kid doing at a party? Like, I'm not blaming the kid, but I'm like, who invites these kids to these parties?
The pedophiles.
Who?
The pedophiles. Lots and lots of pedophiles.
I gotta make that a hotkey so I can hit it anytime I want. Okay.
Singer Janet Jackson and her brother Randy Jackson have visited their childhood home in Gary, Indiana, and talked with local high school students. Janet Jackson told students at Roosevelt High School that she started crying when she saw the small house. She said, "Me and my family are so blessed. I'm so thankful." The 51-year-old said she was 8 years old at the last time that she was in Gary. Miley Cyrus opened up about her Hannah Montana days and how hard that was on her.
"Now I realize that's a lot to put on a kid. It's a lot to put on a kid to have them have to go get their makeup done and then also balance school and then also have me dress up, you know, in a wig as a kid is a little weird. You know, it's a little toddlers and tiaras."
Kathy Griffin posted a 17-minute long video over the weekend basically declaring war on both her former boss, Bravo's Andy Cohen, and Harvey Levin, founder of TMZ. In the 17-minute video, the comedian lobs accusations at both men, saying people like Harvey Levin and Andy Cohen honestly just live to take women down. She said Andy was a terrible boss when she worked for him on her show My Life on the D-List and said it was so bad that she wasn't even told that her show was canceled. She also made this shocking accusation.
"I've actually done Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen twice in the, I think, 10 years it's been on. And I've never said this before, obviously, but both times I did the show, right before we went live, Andy Cohen privately asked me in an office in Embassy Row, which is the production company that does that show, if I wanted to do blow."
Charlie Heaton, a.k.a. Jonathan Byers, on the hit Netflix show Stranger Things, was detained at LAX Saturday for alleged cocaine possession. The 23-year-old British actor was denied entry into the United States and sent back to the U.K. the same day. Authorities allegedly found cocaine on the actor as he arrived into the country. He was detained but not arrested. By the way, I binged all of season 2 of Stranger Things Saturday.
How many episodes is that?
9 hours. Nine episodes, 9 hours. So I watched it for 9 hours straight. You are not a real fan if you did not binge it all this weekend, I gotta say.
Whoa. Hold on. Producer MYK.
I thought there were like 17 episodes. Did you watch all of them?
Yeah.
Producer MYK, are you a fan?
Yes, I am.
Not according to Alex, you're not.
Not a true fan, because you didn't watch it for 9 hours.
I've got like things to do.
Oh,
exactly.
Like what?
I don't have anything to do.
What? Okay.
But I did dust 6 of them.
Six,
yeah.
God, did you go to the bathroom?
I wore a diaper, actually a pull-up, so I didn't have to. Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez had breakfast together yesterday. They were seen talking inside a cafe in California. This is the third time they've been spotted hanging out without The Weeknd. Liam Payne from One Direction was living with his girlfriend Cheryl in L.A. last year when she was pregnant with their son Bear, and they claimed that they were haunted by a ghost. Liam said that it made Cheryl too scared to sleep in their bed. They began to feel a presence haunting the house with lights flickering on and off in the middle of the night. Liam said that they ended up sleeping in their theater room. And singer-songwriter Teddy Geiger has announced that he's transitioning from a man to a woman. He shared a photo of his response to a follower asking on Twitter, "Tell us, why do you look differently lately?" He replied, "Okay, because you asked nicely, I am transitioning. I started talking about it with a couple of my close friends and family about a month ago, and it's given me the courage to start the process. I feel like the next step is to tell all y'all, so here it goes." And Cardi B got engaged to her rapper boyfriend Offset live on stage during a show on Friday in Philadelphia. Offset is part of the group Migos, and he got down on 1D when he asked Cardi to marry him. And her ring, by the way, is insane. I think it's like
it's so 7 carats. Big. It's so massive. Gaudy.
No, I love it. It's gorgeous. I thought like it would be ugly being that big, but I actually really like it.
Do you like
it.
That design? I don't even know what
it's
you
like
would call
it. It's like a teardrop. It's like,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really pretty. That is the garbage.
Is that what you're expecting out of a guy one day when he pops the question and drops to a knee?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, guys, you got it. 5 to 7 carats and you sure. got Alex.